Depend on us for local news. Now, Mike Thomas, Heather Roberts, and Frank Bonacquisti.
Local leaders continue to grapple with the ongoing lack of affordable housing and its impact on the workforce. Deschutes County Commissioner Phil Chang wants to use transient room tax dollars to subsidize workforce housing projects, but much of that revenue not allocated to tourism or county agencies will likely be used for reconstruction of the courthouse.
There was a decision made about 5 or 6 years ago to reduce our assessed property tax rate by 3 cents and then 3 cents again. If we hadn't done that, we would probably have about $10 million in the bank for our capital reserve right now to put towards the courthouse project.
He admits there's no way to advance that project, now expected to cost $40 million, without using some TRT funds.
In the ideal world, I would like us not to use all of it, because this housing need is so critical for our community. A lack of workers, which is driven by a lack of housing opportunities, is breaking our local businesses.
The transient room tax is paid by visitors to local hotels and resorts.
Oregon now has a way to build small modular homes out of mass timber that can be moved anywhere in the state. Governor Tina Kotek says it's part of the solution to the housing crisis.
You're using Oregon product in a fast-effective way to move it into communities who need them.
With a $5 million grant from the legislature plus a federal match, the homes are being built in a Northwest Portland warehouse. The first six will go to Madras, Otis, Talent, and Portland. Some of the homes will go to people who lost their homes to wildfires. Bethlehem Inn will provide more beds and services under a new partnership with Deschutes County.
The county says the agreement provides homeless individuals with mental illness and substance abuse disorders a safe place to stay while receiving treatment. County commissioners approved the program last week. Homeless Outreach Services Team Supervisor Colleen Thomas tells me there is a big need.
We, from Deschutes County as well as Bethlehem Inn, are open to conversation and how that might look as we get going. We might see that we have a greater need, and I think that that will just open conversation for how we can support more folks in the community.
Bethlehem Inn Shelters in Bend will provide 3 beds and 3 others at the Redmond facility, along with case management and other services, at a cost of $70 a night per bed. Funding comes from a Measure 110 behavioral health grant.
Prison inmates in Oregon would be able to vote under a bill being considered by the legislature. State Senator Floyd Prozanski supports the idea.
Individuals who are in custody should not be stripped of their civil liberties while they're in custody, and that they should, in fact, be allowed to be voting while they're in custody.
Supporters say it helps connect inmates with their communities and would reduce repeat offenses. Jean Ann Miles from Cave Junction opposes the bill.
Voting is a right, but it is also a privilege.
Opponents say it would give the most heinous criminals a say in decisions that affect the state. The bill remains in committee. A bill moving through Oregon's House would provide a $1,200 tax credit for each child living in a household earning less than $40,000 a year. It's based on research from the Oregon Center for Public Policy, and analyst Tyler McInnes says it would fill the gap left by the expiration of the federal child tax credit in December.
We find that nearly 9 in every 10 low-income families surveyed in Oregon reported spending their expanded child tax credit dollars on some kind of basic needs. Things like paying the rent, their mortgage, keeping food on the table, clothes for their kids. So we know that this policy is ultimately really about ensuring families have those resources needed to be more economically stable.
He says Vermont recently passed a similar tax credit, and several other states are considering their own version. In Oregon Senate, a Roseburg Republican introduced a bill this session proposing a $1,000 credit per qualifying child. Local governments are looking to the youth climate movement to get young people engaged in civic action. Eric Tegetoff has more.
Youth climate councils have been established in cities across the country, including in Portland, giving young people a chance to influence municipal governments on climate issues. Nancy Deutsch is director at YouthNex, an interdisciplinary center that promotes effective youth development housed at the University of Virginia. She says young people can be assets in the fight against climate change because they come at the issues from a different perspective.
Adolescents are actually really much better than adults at seeing creative solutions, in part because they're open to risk-taking more than adults. And so I think it's really important that youth and youth climate councils are at the table.
Deutsch says young people are leading this movement because they will bear the brunt of the damage from increasing temperatures. She also notes that people under 18 aren't able to vote, and so these climate councils provide an outlet for civic engagement. This legislative session, Oregon lawmakers could mull a proposal to allow people to vote starting at age 16.
Mosaic Medical plans to develop a new school-based health center at Mountain View High, thanks to donations from the Bend Foundation, Cow Creek Umpqua Indian Foundation, and First Interstate Bank. The new clinic is expected to open in spring. Mosaic operates five other school-based health centers in Bend, Redmond, Madras, and Prineville. The nonprofit healthcare system still needs nearly $100,000 to fund the Mountain View High School project.
Law enforcement agencies across the country reacted strongly to the public release of a video showing Memphis police beating Tyre Nichols. The incident occurred January 7th. The 29-year-old died 3 days later from his injuries. Police and sheriff's offices around Oregon issued statements calling the scene on the video appalling, indefensible, and a pure abuse of power. Portland Police Chief Chuck Lavelle held a press conference Friday acknowledging what he called an atrocious act, but asked the community to demonstrate peacefully. Friday night, protesters marched through Portland for several hours. There were no reports of damage or injuries.
Police in Southern Oregon are searching for a man wanted for attempted murder, kidnapping, and assault. Grants Pass PD believe Benjamin Foster is using dating apps to contact unsuspecting people to help with his escape or for additional victims. The 36-year-old suspect is white, about 6 feet tall, 180 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. He likely has a handgun and is considered extremely dangerous.